So talk to me about some of the things that you heard from, what, some 34 women that you interviewed. First, tell me about the inappropriate behavior that they reported.
Well, it was a huge range of issues. Gender discrimination can take a lot of different forms. One woman who we spoke to said that after she told her supervisor that she was pregnant and had to be put on light duty by doctor's orders, she said that her supervisor repeatedly told her that she was useless, and that the years that followed, she saw her duties stripped from her and was demoted from her engine captain position. One woman said she received bullying notes from coworkers. Women felt bullied on a day-to-day basis, but there was also reports of sexual harassment from supervisors. So it really ran the gamut.
So, as I understand it, a number of folks were afraid of, or in fact experienced, retaliation. What kind of things happened to them?
Yeah, well, what we heard from women is that the retaliation really was all over the map. Women describe seeing their duties stripped away, being denied trainings, getting demotions, having negative performance reviews, basically all things that could affect their career. A lot of them use the phrase career suicide, that when they spoke up about harassment, sexual harassment or non-sexual harassment that they faced, then they were committing career suicide by speaking up.
So why do you think that there's this level of harassment in the United States Forest Service? What is it about the agency culturally, do you think?
Yeah, what we heard from women is that it's really a perfect storm of reasons that these issues persist. They are often working in really remote locations in a male-dominated job, sometimes as the only woman on their crew. Many described it as a good old boys culture that had sort of persisted for decades. Many of them are also in fire, and so they're doing a really physically demanding job, really high intensity that can involve drinking after hours. And then so they said it was all these factors combined that helped lead to those problems. I mean, these are not women who easily complain. These are women who wield sort of chainsaws and axes. They're going out fighting fires. It could be 36 hours that they might be on the fire line. It's just a really intense job. So it's really a combination of so many different factors.
Elizabeth, since your story on sexual harassment and retaliation in the Forest Service came out at the 1st of March, how has the Forest Service responded?
The Forest Service has said that they're working really hard to combat this issue. In November, they created a hotline, a national harassment reporting center where women could call in, or men, and report what issues they were facing. So let's say a woman feels sexually harassed. She doesn't have to report that to her supervisor, who in some cases could be the harasser, but she can call the hotline and report it to someone who is not, related at all or wouldn't have a bias. They are also creating mandatory sexual harassment training that will be standardized nationally. Previously, it was sort of different from place to place. Since the story ran, the chief of the Forest Service, Tony Took, resigned after a retired senior Forest Service official basically wrote a letter to Congress of concern and made allegations of sexual misconduct. In his stead, the Forest Service has named an interim chief, Vicky Christensen, who is a woman with wildland firefighting experience. She sent an all-staff email last week that basically said, "We've had to face some hard truths about allegations and retaliation in our agency. I know we're up to the task." And the Forest Service leadership has also sent out an email telling local supervisors to address this within their ranks, within their forests. And so a lot of women told me that they saw at the local level leadership holding meetings to say, how can we do better? And then also, since the story came out, two members of Congress have called for investigations into these issues in the Forest Service.
How hopeful are women at the Forest Service that things are changing?
I think it's been a really tough couple of weeks for women in the Forest Service, but I think people are optimistic that the new interim chief can do something different. Certainly, one thing I heard from every woman I talked to is how much they still loved the Forest Service, no matter what they'd dealt with or been through. They loved fighting fire. They loved working for a public agency. They loved being out in the forest. They loved the athleticism involved. And so they want this agency to deal with these issues, and they want it to get better. And that's why a lot of women said that they chose to speak with us, is because they wanted an agency they love to get better.
Elizabeth Flock is a reporter for PBS NewsHour. Thanks so much for taking the time with us today.
Thank you for having me, Steve.